doodle diagrams for learning, programming, and tactical office shenanigans. A long doodle diagram is just dozens and dozens of doodles, all drawn from unique and incompatible perspectives with colorful markers. The smaller and more detailed your work, the more it will look like art. I personally termed the resulting stacks of notebooks as content art, as that is the focus of all the work. If you were to take two well-rested programmers and made one stare blankly and gave the other a pretty drawing notebook with micro-tip markers and asked them to invent some original ideas, it would be cruel. It would be no match. The person staring blankly into infinity could only really dip into ideas that they previously explored or navigated and maybe take some new turns. The notebook and colorful markers person would quickly turn the pages into something that would look like the incomprehensible scribblings of a mad scientist. Every doodle or scribble represents the solution to a confusing, hard-to-understand thought, but it is a temporary stepping stone as they make their way forward. We too have the same confusing thoughts about learning new things, and it's the same with us if we don't use a notebook and colorful markers to try to punch forward. It will all look just too hard to make any headway. In mere days, entire journals will only hold the final inventions. Only the conclusions will be clear. The colorful pathway leading up to them will lose almost all meaning and simply become curious and wonderfully interesting content art. Don't just use a boring old pencil, and never, ever, ever use a marker board, because there, all your content and thought art ends. Doodle diagrams are the wild, wild west of diagramming. They are lovely and beautiful, and always a work of inspired genius. Mind maps and concept maps, by contrast, are much more strict and very confining when you think about it. Mind maps are an especially powerful tool, but before you have your categories and structure, you will need your silly doodle diagrams. One magnificent use for doodle diagrams is learning programming. And here I must absolutely urge you to start with JavaScript and Svelte. And to give you an example from real life, I am currently considering programming a tiny little LMMS clone, which is an open source program for music composition. I am especially interested in the song editor because the UI frankly looks challenging. It looks like a grid, but it is a number of tracks that go from left to right and can accept horizontally resizable, draggable rectangles. These rectangles mark an area on the track where some beat pattern or melody is to be played. It is, in fact, just a timeline of audio events. Still, when you look at the LMMS screenshot, it looks really confusing and scary and intimidating and really perhaps even hard to program, as you may even need to involve SVG. With the help of doodle diagrams, I broke it all down in just two things. The time track, ticks or no ticks, and the silly little resizable rectangle. This is a wonderful project for learning web audio and especially Svelte and JavaScript, by the way. It took just about 30 minutes to diagram out all the confusing program ideas and try to figure out where everything would go if I did create the entire application completely. Dodo diagrams are a kind of a tiny superpower. They extend your ability to see and reason. Finally, as with all challenging things, inner peace and serenity are pretty much a must. If you are stressed out and overworked, always forced to move faster, Dodo diagrams may not really work out. Your thoughts will be too scattered, too divided up. But there is something. If you are overworked, feel used or mistreated, if you are always stressing out, use the incomprehensible art of doodle diagramming to make your way towards your own company, however tiny. A healthy person would never inflict stress on someone. When stress makes its way into your work, assume that it is being used to control you. Simply gather up all the markers you want from all around the office, find a stack of notebooks, and begin crafting your way out of your current job towards something that is worthy of you. Preferably, a series of independent side projects that will help you get a startup going much faster. We are each a brilliant creator, each a genius inventor, but we face ineffective education so unintegrated that even doodle diagrams can't make sense of it. Fake education simply does not grant you the ideas that you can string together into a useful, coherent whole that will make positive impact on your life. And with fake education, whatever jobs are headed your way are going to be pretty much low quality and very stressful. If your education does not make sense and you are already worried about your job, begin searching the internet for JavaScript programming tutorials. And if your employer ever mistreats you, stop diagramming their programs and start diagramming your own companies. And as you quit and move on, consider leaving them a little doodle.